Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Janice Tunnell, your host of Beauty Talk, and tonight we are interviewing Sabrina and Linda Rowe of Kula 2 Nail Salon in Atlanta. But before we begin, we just wanted to make a quick announcement that the call-in number tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399 if you have questions or comments. And my sister Denise is in the beauty lounge, so join us on the beauty lounge if you're on your computers. And I'm not sure if she has any beauty news tonight or not.
Actually, I do. I was just looking for a contact information for something, and I found it. Quick reminder, just wanted to remind everyone to follow the Beauty Talk with Illusions Facebook page. On Facebook, the Illusions Cosmetics page will be shut down temporarily, but when it comes back up, it will just focus on Illusions Cosmetics and not Beauty Talk. So go over to Beauty Talk with Illusions and follow us on Facebook for all the Beauty Talk updates. And Faba TV, which is the Face and Body Art TV, is offering 24/7 face and body painting classes. And you can check those out at www.fabatv.com. And the Empire Academy of Makeup is offering a two-day workshop, Hairstyling for the Set. And that's going to take place January 30th and 31st in 2012 from 4 to 10 p.m. They're also offering an airbrush workshop February 1st and 2nd in 2012 from 4 to 10 p.m. And if you want more information on that, you can call 714-438-2437 or you can email empiredirector@yahoo.com. The hairstyling class is $525 and the airbrush class is $550. And again, that number is 714-438-2437 or email empiredirector@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, we're just going to jump right in to tonight's discussion. Again, we have Charlene and Sabrina Rowe on the line. They're both celebrity manicurists. They're both twin sisters, and they are the owners of Kula 2 Nail Salon in Atlanta. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Now, this is going to be interesting for us because we ourselves are twins, and people always say when they're talking on the phone, us, they can never tell our tell us apart because of the voices. So it's going to be interesting. Okay. So if you guys want, when you speak, you can just say who you are, and we'll do the same.
Okay.
And this is Janice speaking. I wanted to start off by asking the two of you to introduce yourselves to our listening audience. Just basically telling everyone, you know, who you are, where you're from, and how you guys got started as manicurists.
Sabrina, you can start.
Okay, this is Sabrina. We've been doing nail for over 20 years now. We started in Richmond, Virginia, and we moved to Atlanta in 94. I moved here in 94. My sister moved here in 96. And we started doing nails here in Atlanta and got connected with all the right people and started doing our word of mouth, since we were great manicures, doing a great job at what we do. kind of got connected with all the right people and kind of jumped into the industry doing nails and, you know, just opened our own salon. We've had it open for now about how many years now, Charlinda? Maybe about 10 years now, 10, mm-hmm. 10, 11 years now, yeah. So we're still looking forward to doing many, many more things in, you know, with what we're doing here with our manicures, taking it to another level.
What, may I ask, what brought you, Sabrina, to Atlanta?
Well, just a change. I mean, nothing good or nothing bad. You know, living in Richmond, Virginia, just wanted something different. Came to Atlanta, visit just one time back when they used to have the Jack the Rapper here. we came here for that, Jack the Rapper and what was the other thing, Charlene, at the same time? Can't remember the other thing. Jack the Rapper and something else.
And the different hair, this Charlene, the different hair shows and stuff just come.
Yeah, Bond Brothers and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then we came here and just decided to move. No family here, no friends here, no anything. I moved here in 94 and she came 2 years later. And we've been living in Atlanta ever since, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
And, of course, this is Charlinda. Like Sabrina said, we're from Richmond, Virginia. Started out at Laura's Dream Nails back in Virginia. I moved to where we were both in two different salons. It's funny because we work together now. But back in Richmond, we never worked together. We never worked in the same salon. then moved here for Atlanta. Like Sabrina said, we wanted a change. Moved here, and, I mean, it's been, you know, great to us ever since. So, we live in Atlanta. And I am married to the wonderful Q Parker from 112. So like, I met my husband here, and I have two wonderful kids. My daughter is Khadijah, and my son is Quintus Parker Jr. And Tula Tu is doing great things now.
Nice. I think I can tell you apart now.
You can hear the voice.
I can tell the voices apart.
Okay. And this is Sabrina. Once we started doing nails, four years ago, we actually reintroduced ourselves to the industry. We know that the industry like to be all green, natural, and all that stuff. So we kind of reintroduced ourselves, and then we have gone green. So we have an all-green nail salon, and we're doing it a little bit, doing it as that. All those fumes and all that stuff. So we're trying to do nails in a different way now.
Gotcha. So we'll get into that a little bit later because I have a lot of questions about what you guys do at the salon. What inspired you to become manicurist? And I think we lost Charlinda, so I'll wait for her to get back in. But while we're waiting, what inspired you, Sabrina, to become a manicurist?
Well, now this is a hilarious story. Charlinda really needs to be on the line at this point. But she's back. Okay, what started us having the desire to do nails? When we were actually in high school finishing up, we were like, okay, what are we going to do once we finish school or whatever? Decided to check out a couple of different options. We wanted to do check into hair, you know, something that you can do, be in the beauty industry and kind of own it, have it as your own.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to try hair school. That was too long for us. It was like too long. So then we checked out, you know, the manicures. It was really inexpensive at the time. It's not inexpensive anymore. And then we checked that out. It was very short and inexpensive. We said, this might be our thing right here. But before we did that, we were like, oh, okay, cool. Baby, we're going to either do nails or we're going to the Air Force. We're going to do something like that. And the guy just kept calling us. He was like, he called us one more time. We are not going. And he did just that. He called us one more time. And we was like, we're not even going. So we checked into nails, did that. We were actually had, you know, once you're in high school, you have a couple little odds and end jobs here and there. And we knew early on that we did not want to work for anybody else, you know, with clocking in, you know, early in the morning when the sun is not up and then clocking out and the sun has gone down. You're like, wait a minute, this is not us. This is not what we want to do. So as coming straight out of school, we always knew we want to be entrepreneurs and do our own thing. So we went to nail school, did that, like Charlinda mentioned, Laura Dream Nails. And then by us being twins, that's, of course, you guys should understand this as well. It's kind of a cliquish little thing. You know, it's something that will work for you as long as you're good at what you do. And that, I have an identical twin sister. That kind of works. Oh, my God, it's a whole conversation that strikes up when people are when you, whatever you do, oh, my God, you're twins. How many minutes apart are you? What is it? Do you feel each other? So, you know, it kind of go from there. And then as long as you keep professionalism with you, then it'll go a long way. So once we finished at Laura Dream Nails, they wanted us to stay. And we were horrible at nails back then. And they just, I guess, wanted us to stay because we were twins or whatever. I have no idea what it was. But then, like y'all want to say, we decided to work in, we were in different shops. But it was two of the two top black salons in Richmond, Virginia. She worked at one, professionals, and I worked at the other one, Haywood Hair Images. And, you know, if she wasn't doing the clients, I was doing the clients. And, you know, it was like, who do your nails? They probably did the twins, they do my nails, you know. So that's how we started doing nails, and, you know, it worked for us.
Right. So this is a little side question I just have to ask because I'm listening to you speak, particularly about twins. Do you all ever run into problems with, I know that you all recognize yourselves as individuals. You know, if you're reminded every day by people that you're twins.
Yes, I will answer that.
And I'm going to answer it after she finished, too. Go ahead.
Does it get on your nerves? I'm just going to be real. Does it get on your nerves kind of when people always want to refer to you as twins? Because I know that you guys are in business together. Like my sister and I are in business together. But there are times when she goes and do a movie, she's on that movie. I'm not even on that movie. I may go and do a movie somewhere else. Sabrina may go and do nails with Tyler Perry or something like that. Charlinda may go do nails somewhere else. Do you find it hard, you know, with people always want to refer to you as the twins, and do you find it, like, kind of hard to be individual around other people?
This is Charlinda. I can say that is a big problem, but we have grown to accept it. You know, because when you do go on different sets, you in work mode, you know, you're trying to go in there, do your job, do what you got to do, and get out of there. So that more so doesn't bother as far as the music, I mean, the movies and its different videos and stuff we go and do in different sets. So, you know, they could call me Sabrina and I could just keep it moving. Yeah, okay, yeah, thanks. You know, we do the same work. And it's hard for them to try to distinguish who is who. But I think where it really bothers, you know, like I am married. I have two kids. And the thing is, Sabrina, when are you going to get married? When you don't have any kids. And that's the thing, and I keep trying to tell people, like, Sabrina's her own person. You can't think the twins are going to do the same thing. I have heard of some twins get pregnant at the same time, get married at the same time. We aren't those twins.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it bothers us more so out in public with our friends or people, you know, when they're thinking we need to do the same thing. Sabrina may be having a bad day and, you know, why Sabrina like that or why Charlinda like that? We are our own individual. We're so much alike, and we tell people this all the time. We're so much alike till we are different. And if you're around us, you know, a good hour, you can see that. I mean, I just heard one of you guys say, I could tell the difference on the phone. I mean, we talk different, we act different. But we're so much alike until we are different, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It does bother us when everybody thinks you're supposed to do the same thing, you're supposed to act the same, you're supposed to walk the same. And we are, you know, when they send us invitations, they send an invitation to me and my husband, be like, oh, yeah, tell Sabrina to come too. Sabrina's like, you send me an invitation. So that does bother us. And I tell people, if you're going to send me an invitation, if you want Sabrina, you got to send her an invitation yourself, you know. And I try to tell them that because it does bother us.
Yeah, and, you know, and this is another thing, like, when they try to put you together. Of course, you know, it's you know, if somebody get mad at Charlinda, they're mad at the both of us. If somebody get mad at me, they're mad at the both of us. And I'm like,
oh,
I didn't do anything to you. I don't know why you're mad at me. Or if she did some, they would say, they did. No, they didn't do anything. I don't even know what she did. So how on earth are you going to say they did something? Like, what did she do? So I'll know what I did, you know. So they'll do all that stuff, and you're like, I don't have anything to do with this, you know. So yeah, it that does, you know. But when they call us the wrong names, like I say, it's been we just turned 40, just had our 40th birthday. So of course we're like, okay, cool. I'm Charlinda Sabrina. Let's just keep it moving, whatever. You know, call me Sam, whatever. But yeah, but when they try to put us together in something, or and Charlinda, no, I hate those invitations. Don't send me nothing and say send them. Tell Sabrina to come. Don't do that. Sabrina's not coming.
Right. And you know, we can all laugh about it, and I mean, exactly what you both said. We totally agree 100%. First of all, I thank God that those times when people are upset with us, when us didn't do it, I thank God that it hasn't fallen over into, you know, our work, where people, you know, may assume, you know, I'm so thankful that, you know, we have nice personalities, we're nice people, we treat people right, so that way, cause if we weren't, I would hate it if one of us was a good one and one of us was bad, and then the bad one is always causing trouble, and the good one suffers for it. So I'm glad we're not those twins. But
right,
we agree with what you're saying 100%. Now, I know you said, well, I guess you guys kind of made the decision together back in high school, what are we going to do? My sister and I are the type where we always start off with something different. They may be similar, but they're different. And then we wind up doing the same thing. So that's how we became makeup artists. She was into skincare. She wasn't even thinking about makeup. She was into skincare. I was the one into makeup. And then eventually, even though with a little push from me, she came over, you know, to the makeup side of things. But I, too, even though I do makeup, I do have a license to do nails. And years ago when I got my license, I wanted to do natural nails. And this was at a time when, I guess acrylic at this point was, you know, really on the scene at this point, and it was very popular. Nobody was into it. Now, everybody is about being natural, you know, even with the hair. A lot of people are, you know, growing out the relaxers and things like that. How hard is it, or was it hard for you guys to, or have you guys always did natural nails? Was this new for you, or has it been something that you've done all the time? But was it hard to do an all-natural nail business?
So I'll take that. This is Charlinda. Actually, we used to do the acrylic nails from all the 3D art designs, the flowers. I mean, all the crazy stuff you can think of. Well, I shouldn't say crazy because it's creative art. But, yeah, we have done it all. The marbleized, it just came a point in time when, you know, you grow up and you just realize. And it was this thing. I watched Oprah. It was some years ago, and Oprah made a statement saying, your nails should accent you, not be, you know, you shouldn't stand out if that's the first thing you see. So at that point, I heard her so clearly when she said that, and she probably didn't, it wasn't even a whole show about it. It was just making a comment about nails. And at that moment, I realized, like, you know, all the gaudy, the, you know, just the junk nails, and I was not becoming for me anymore. And we still did the acrylic, but we ventured off into the Tammy Taylor brand, which is, you know, if you know about the Tammy Taylor product, which is a great product. You know what you're using, all the chemicals. It isn't the dental powder. I think once the Asians took over the industry, because, you know, there are a few African-American manicures out there. What you... something, I'm sorry, it's not a, you know, that many out there. So I kind of like wanted to, you know, Sabrina and I sat in and we wanted to set the tone to try to do what some of the other Caucasian salons were doing, and, you know, having a more, I wouldn't say elegant, but just a certain kind of clientele, I should say. That's why we kind of like veered away from the just all the junk nails, but still doing acrylic. And like Sabrina said, maybe 3 years ago, we decided to go all natural and go green to, you know, the products is damaging to your nails. I mean, you can see that. I mean, the hot thing that's out now is the gel nail polish, which is actually awesome. That should have been around forever because it's your nails in a condition, you know, that, you know, you start from. So it's not damaging the chemicals. and just breathing that stuff. Sabrina and I, we've been doing nails, and we told you, like, over 20 years. So breathing that stuff wasn't healthy for us neither. You know, when you go in some of the Asian salons, you see them with the mask on, and, you know, you, okay, give me a mask too, you know. But,
right.
That's why. And I think it was a little challenging, but once you educate your clients, let them know what, you know, what you're going to try on them, like, it's healthier for you as well. And, you know, everything that goes on within the body, you know, it shows through the nails and hair first. So it's like, okay, well, let's try to do some natural stuff on you. You know, you hear about a lot of people having cancer and all that stuff now. So the things that we put on our clients, we need to think about it, because contributing to some of these illnesses that people have, you know, putting all these chemicals and it's just sitting there. So you need to just, you know, they need to think about it. So just educating the client and letting them know, you know, just ride out with me and try this and let's see how it works. And that's what a lot of our clients do. So we have, you know, just only one or two, maybe out of 3 or 4 months to come in one acrylic, but we eventually talk them out of acrylic as well. So it was a little challenging trying to go from the acrylic, which, you know, that's all we knew. Put your nails on, wear them real long, put all the designs on them, and that was a hot thing. But short, natural nails is very sexy. That European look, it's really hot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think it's nice. It's neat.
Very clean cut.
Yes, very
right.
clean.
I remember some years ago, I want to say it was probably, this is Denise, it was probably maybe like 2005, something like that, 2004. I remember coming to your salon. You all probably don't even remember this, but I remember coming to your salon, and I think, Charlinda, you did my nails. I probably came about 4 times. Charlinda did my nails, and it was so funny to watch you two interact because... I could kind of tell Charlinda was the oldest one.
I was going to say, is it safe to talk about that? you know, twins, you know, we have our little communication, you know,
right.
The secret communication through twins. Yeah, I am the one they call the mama, yes. Yeah.
Because Sabrina was, I don't know what she was doing or saying, but it was like Charlinda was like always getting on her or just shaking her head about something she did or said. But one thing I was going to say about the salon back then, like I always tried to look for, you know, any type of salon that wasn't Asian owned.
Uh-huh.
And to have, you know, to have two black women, you know, to own a nail salon, I was excited about that. Like that, I think you guys' salon was the first one I had ever seen, you know, that was a black owned. But the one thing that I loved about it was every time you entered the salon, you weren't overwhelmed with the smell of acrylic and all these chemicals and everything. So it was like, you know, great to be able to go to a salon and you walk in and you feel like you're not breathing in a bunch of junk.
Yeah.
And that was back when you all were doing acrylics.
And see, the key to that is, Charlinda, the key to that is you have to clean up behind each client. You can't you have to close the trash cans. You have to close up your product. You can't have it sitting on your station, sitting out. You have to, you know, sanitize and clean everything, and you can't be reusing the same towels. I mean, that really truly goes on. And I think if you go into any nail salon, you should pay attention to stuff like that. See if they went over to the clean towel barrel to get something. Otherwise, should be disposed properly so you can cut down on the odors. Because other than that, you know, like I say, some of the other salons you walk in is reeking of acrylic smell. But if you dispose of the stuff properly and try to contain the smells, it won't be as bad. But when you have 50 nail techs in one room doing nails and everybody has their stuff open, of course, when you walk in, it's going to just hit you in the face. But closing up everything and keeping everything contained or where it should be, you know, in containers, in cabinets, away, you know, not just having it sitting out. That is one of the reasons why we was able to keep our salon kind of, you know, the smell down on the acrylic, you know.
Right. Now, let me ask you, what are some of the services that you guys offer at your salon?
This is Sabrina. We offer... the C&D manicure, the gelish manicures. We offer minks, and we offer, what else, Charlinda?
Just the all-natural manicure and pedicure.
Right.
So that's pretty much it. Anything you can think of with your hand and your feet. We also have a young lady in there that does, she's an esthetician, and she does facials and body waxing and the vagina,
oh, nice.
Which is a really hot thing now. That's
yes.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah, so,
and the thing is that we offer all this stuff, and we do have a couple of clients, like she said, that we're trying to get out of the acrylics. So when we do have our clients that we do that on certain days of the week, we won't do it just every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Tam and Taylor product because out of the acrylic, that is one of the better products that we use.
Okay. Do you guys, with your natural nail, like your manicures, do you guys use oil?
Oil?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we actually mix up our own oil. We mix up a lot of our products. So we have lemongrass or eucalyptus, and we might have an orange oil that we mix up, and we use that oil for the cuticles. And for moisturizing our clients' hands and feet, we have this guy who's been making this product for us for well over 10 years. His name is Daryl Martin, and his wife, Sandra Martin. They make this product called Be Natural. And they make this product called Be Natural, and we use that, and our clients actually love it.
And do you guys soak the nails in oil, or is it just soak in water?
We soak it in, we have Epsom salt, eucalyptus, lemongrass. We have this concoction that we mix up, and we put the antibacterial soap and all the stuff inside the manicure water. And the pedicure water, we actually use all that stuff, eucalyptus, lemongrass, antibacterial soap, Epsom salt, and sea rocks, and we put a green tea bag in it.
Hmm. So my question is, do you guys have appointments free for Saturday?
Yes, we do. We will make an appointment for you, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And we make up our scrubs too, our exfoliant scrub that we put on our clients. We mix that up too. All that's natural. We use brown sugar, white sugar, honey, oatmeal, grind up oatmeal, and eucalyptus and lemongrass. Y'all see that eucalyptus and lemongrass is out on the front. And antibacterial soap. So that's, you know, we have a nail boutique. You know, you're never coming out salon, and it's, you know, just it's welcoming. When people come in, we have clients that call it, one of our number one clients, Vanessa Boyd. She always say, this is the vortex. This is the vortex. It'll suck you right in. You'll come in for a 30-minute manicure and end up being here for 3 hours. We actually, it's really cozy, you know, a little sitting area in the front. Then we have, you know, the music going. We have the candles lit. We have the aroma going on. And, you know, it's a nail boutique, and we have all kinds of clients, you know, from this end to that end. And we have real talk, have real conversations, and we converse, and we have a good time, we laugh. And, you know, we have conversation about what's going on at that time. No, it's no gossiping and all that stuff. But it's a nail boutique, and we have a really good time in our nail boutique. And then, like Charlinda was saying, we have an esthetician in there, and she does the vajazzle, she does lashes, waxing, and, you know, she makes all her own creams and all that stuff. So,
yeah, she's natural as well.
She's natural as well,
good.
So yeah.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, so can I ask a quick question from the chat room?
Yeah, I'm leading to that. We wanted to throw out some questions to you guys, you know, on basic nail care. So we'll start with the ones from the chat room, and then I'll go with the ones that I have.
Okay.
So Danny is asking, what does natural nail care entail?
Using natural products that Wester Brand and I have done, we use the products that you can probably use at home. Knowing what's in the product, like you can use a lemon to whiten the nails. Natural, we still do have to use polish, and that is the most chemical base that we use. But still just using natural stuff that's in your kitchen pretty much. So we're not going to the store buying a product that has all these ingredients in it and you don't know what's in the ingredients.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's our definition of natural, knowing exactly what you're using. And you can intake it any other way. Like, you can drink a glass of tea. You can use sugar for something else. You can use honey. You can use those things. Now, you cannot drink that oil that you massage on your hands. But majority of the stuff is natural stuff that you know that you have in your house and you can use.
Right. Now, Dan is also asking about the Axiom manicure. She's saying that she sees that it's damaging her nails.
Yeah, we don't use Axiom. Axiom
okay, you
is
don't.
Very misleading. We use the Creative Nail Design, which is shellac, and we also use Gelish. If she, I hope Dan is a she or he, but she, if she uses that product, she will see the difference that it removes. As they say, it removes fast once you wrap the nails with the cotton ball. But Axiom, I purchased, well, Sabrina and I, we purchased so many different colors, and we cannot use that. And I would never tell a client, we push that to the side, and when they come in to use Axiom, we refer them to the Gelish or the Shellac and just tell them, please just trust us. I wouldn't tell you anything. My first time, and I'm not trying to down Axiom, for the ones who use it and it works for them, that's fine. But Axiom, I try the products, we try the products on ourselves first. And I put that Axiom on my nails, and I was biting that stuff off, pulling, because it would not soak off. It was hard. My nails were sore for like 2 days. So we don't advertise and promote. It is on our menu because they were being printed up prior to, but that's a product that we have only used a few times, I would say 3 times max, and we just pushed the product to the side because it's very misleading, and it didn't work for me. So I don't put anything on a client that does not work for me.
Now, Brandolyn is asking, do you have any suggestions for makeup artists who are, you know, their hands are constantly taking a beating? Do you have any product suggestions for makeup artists?
Sabrina,
this is Sabrina. You know, you just have to find a good moisturizer that you like, because since you're working a lot, the biggest thing that you're going to need is a good moisturizer that maybe have an oil base to it. I mean, cuticle oil is good too, a great thing to have. But when we're working, that's the last thing that we're trying to do.
Right.
But if you find you a good hand moisturizer, like
Aquaphor
I say,
Aquaphor is excellent. Aquaphor. If you take a tube of Aquaphor and keep it in your smock, whatever, between each client after washing and drying your hands, because that water, your hands are taking a beating because you're washing it and drying it in between each client. So if you take that Aquaphor and rub it around your cuticles on your finger and rub it in your hand after, you know, I'm sure you may not remember to do it between each client, but put that Aquaphor on at least twice a day or 3 times a day, and you will see a huge difference. My dermatologist, Dr. Sylvia Wright, told us that maybe 8-9 years ago about Aquaphor. It works great on the lips. It works great on your cuticles and on your heels. Aquaphor is a great ointment to carry. And you can get the ointment kind. It's great to carry anywhere in your purse and just have that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Sabrina. Do not use Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Our podiatrist, Dr. Naeem Shaheed, he's a client and a really good friend. He's a podiatrist. When people think that they're putting Vaseline on their feet and putting on socks, if you already have dry, cracked feet, Vaseline dries you out even more. So Vaseline is not the thing to use. You can go to the store, the drugstore, any store, grocery store, CVS. You can get this stuff called, what is it called, Charlinda?
Carousel.
Get this stuff called Carousel. And get don't get the cream. You have to get the ointment. The ointment works better than the cream. It's in a little tube. If you put that on your feet and use a pair of white socks, you can use it up to 3 days because the ointment kind of gets in the socks. So you can use it for like 3 days, and then you can change your socks or whatever. But if you use that, that'll work better on dry, cracked feet than Vaseline. Vaseline is a big no-no.
Now, what was that dermatologist? Did you say Sheila Wright?
Sylvia Wright.
She's here in Atlanta?
Yes,
404-355-1919.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I will be checking her out.
And you can tell Charlotte I sent you. She'll work your appointment sooner.
Thank you. Okay, I have a couple of questions. You know, like in nail school, they taught you to do it, but when you go to some salons, well, most Asian salons, they do it all the time. How do you girls? What do you girls feel about nipping the cuticle? And is it important to do it, or is it wrong to do it?
Okay, this is Charlinda, and then Sabrina can give her take. Cuticles, you have to know what you're clipping. Everyone's cuticles don't need to be clipped like that. So when you sit a client in your chair, you don't always have to clip the cuticle. And what I tell people, once you push the cuticles back, you will see what to clip. But and you have to give it a nice, not to be pushing the skin up to the knuckles, but give it a nice little shove, and you will see what. Do not just go in that circular and take all the cuticle off, because that makes it start peeling. The client nails are sore for a couple of days. So you have to know what you're clipping. And then now with people, you know, having, you know, been diabetic, you have so much stuff going on, you pretty much don't want to just go clipping anything. So I tell people, if you don't know what cuticle is, just clip the excess that you see that's showing. You know, if you see a hang there, if you see something, clip what's lifting off of the finger. Don't clip. You know, just be going in and just clip something because somebody told you cut somebody's cuticles. That's
right.
Well, this is Sabrina. Everybody is kind of different because when you see some people come in and they have a lot of cuticles, they have messy cuticles, they need their cuticles groomed.
Exactly.
So, of course, you have to cut those cuticles. But when you see somebody come in your chair and they have nice cuticles, I mean, you can clean them up. But like Charlinda was just saying, you just clip what you see. You don't just go and cut that whole cuticle off. You know, you just have to know it when you see it. You know what I mean? It's nothing about just going and digging in and cutting all of it off because you don't want to see anything. That's the total wrong thing to do. But, I mean, when you have somebody with wild cuticles, then, yeah, you definitely have to cut those off and groom that hair. It's just different for each client that you see, that's all.
And then I want to piggyback and say, and if you don't know what the cuticle is, feel free to go to maybe a nail tech in your area and ask them, you know what?
Get a manicure.
Go get a manicure from them. Ask questions. And it doesn't hurt. We have people come to us all the time, like, can you just tell me something? But, you know, I don't feel bad with telling people, you know, I want to help anybody, because I can't do every client. So if you need me to tell you how short should I cut this and how do you get a good shape on a nail or clipping cuticles, I mean, call me and make an appointment. I'll tell you.
And it's so funny because Charlinda and I, we love to share our gifts. You know, it's just we had our nail boutique set up to have four manicures in there. All the manicures, you know, that came in that kind of didn't work because, first of all, our number one thing is sanitation. I mean, we are so clean and neat until it bothers everybody. And that thing when people try to leave their manicure area set up for the entire day, when your client comes in, they don't know if you have new stuff, clean stuff, dirty stuff, what kind of stuff, because you've been set up all day. You could have just, you know, used that stuff, laid it down, and reused it. We put everything back up in its place.
Sterilize it
and put it up. And then if we have back-to-back clients, we sterilize all that stuff, put it up, and let that sterilize and get new stuff and use the new stuff on that client. So, you know, it couldn't work because they never want – that's the number one thing. We're clean meat freaks, and they don't like that. But then the other thing is I don't understand when we have a nail tech we love what we do, and we're kind of strong-minded about what we do, and we have a lot of celebrity clients. You have to be professional. You have to know when to relax, and you have to know when to be on your toes with a client. So, you know, you just have to feel that client out. And when they come in there, the nail techs, the biggest thing is that they don't try to take what we do. You know, if you have somebody that seems like that they're doing good at whatever it is, and if you go and you want to take a little piece from this person and a little tip from this person, a little tip from that person. But when we have nail techs, if I was somewhere and I saw something working for somebody, I will watch that person and
they're
probably
fine.
Tweet. tweak what they do and make it work for me, just like I think one of you guys was saying that, you know, like when you go and you just pick up different things from each other and you make it work for you, basically. And you when you go to nail school, they teach you the basics. But you have to go through and get the hand massage right. You have to get the buffing right. You have to set yourself different from somebody else. Somebody might come to you because you rubbed their calf when you're doing their pedicure or whatever, you know. So you always have to put your little twist on it. But I don't understand people that don't take good tips from people. Steal it from them. Take it. Go and run and do it. But they just never did that. They never did that.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Another question, what causes natural nails to split and peel off in layers?
You know what, that can be a number of things. I mean, being in the business for some time, you learn each and every day. From doctors, a lot of stuff is internal with people. A lot of stuff is hereditary with people. And if their great-grandmother or the grandma, you know, or anybody has some issue, it may skip a generation and come to the next. So it's sometimes it's internal. It's very hard. You have to get to know your client and if they're taking another vitamin, if they're taking something,
medication,
different type of medication, a birth control pill or something. You have to get in to know your client to find out. Like I had a client who was doing the gelish and the shellac, and she kept saying, oh my, I mean, it worked for her for 6 months, and then she was like, I don't know what is going on. So after I was like, okay, come here, I had to figure out what was going on with her nails. She's swimming in a saltwater pool, and she has, she does it 4 times a week. So for to have a product on, it's like it's breaking down the chemical base of the actual product that you have on your hands, the gelish. But splitting of the nails can come from so many different things. It's not just, ooh, my nails, the way somebody shaped them, now my nails are splitting. Because I hear people
or
say
the way somebody filed them because they didn't file them in a one-way motion.
One direction.
It is, it is good. It's great to go in the one direction because that's the way that you're supposed to do it. But I promise you, if somebody do that backstroke and go the other opposite way, that's not causing
to make your nails split.
No. They'd be like, she filed my nails back and forth. That's why it's splitting. No, not all the time.
Okay, well, let me ask this, because I swear my nails will crack on the side, and I swear it comes from manicures filing my nails on the side.
Well, that could come from because they're going inside of your nail.
Well, like, let me ask you this. Which nail is cracking on the side first? Let's start there.
Any finger can crack on the side. Like when they file on the side, that's why I don't even go get my nails done that much, because I always say every time I get my nails done, they break.
No, well, we need to look at your nails. So I guess we'll see you sometime this week. We need to look at your nails, and we'll be able to tell why your nails is cracking on the side. Are they long? Are they long or are they average length? Are they natural nails?
They're natural. They used to be long, but I cut them when I started this movie I'm working on. So they're shorter.
Okay. So you have active nails now, really? You know, just
little
they're
active now. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look at that.
And this is Jenny. One of my problems when I go to the salon is that's why I was asking you about the oil, because normally when I do my manicures at home, like I like to soak my nails in oil or hot oil.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice that when I go to the salons and it's, my hands are put in water, and I don't know if this is a problem, but I know, like when you're talking about nipping the nails, I know it seems like every time they nip my cuticles, next thing you know, I have hangnails.
Right. They're cutting too much cuticle off. You probably have, you probably don't need that much cuticle cut. And like I said, a lot of people get it really twisted when they think that you should cut the whole nail. No, that's not it. You shouldn't have to go into the cuticle and cut the cuticle off, because it will split. It will cause hangnails, you know. But also just be mindful. Anything, if you're working at the bank or you're working as a teacher or something, and you're dealing with a lot of paper, when you're touching paper, you know, or at the grocery store and you're doing money or paper bags or whatever, anything you touch with your tips is pulling the oil out of your nail. So it's going to make your nails drier. So you have to keep moisturizing. Like I say, that Aquaphor is a great thing. They come in little small miniature tubes like lip gloss or chapstick or something like that, and you can put it on your cuticles. But if you're doing anything that constantly have your hands touching something, I don't care if it's fabric, if you're working in a clothing store and you're always touching fabric and stuff, it's pulling the oil out of your tips of your fingers, so it's going to be dry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find yourself when you do go to the salons and they're cutting your cuticles and they're drying out, try to keep them moisturized, but also tell them first and foremost, you don't have to clip my cuticles deep like that.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's kind of, for them, it's kind of automatic. Like they know how to do manicures, you know, a certain way, and then they automatically go in and do it. And
but it's okay for you as a client, tell them, like, you know, just like if you go somewhere and they're doing your hair, like don't blow dry my hair too much, you know, or just let me sit under the dryer first, or don't comb my hair wet, you know, because sometimes some people want to take shortcuts, you know, or feel like they're going to just do everybody the same. Each client is different. So if I know a certain client nails need to be shaped a certain way or filed, or, you know, some clients you can't buff on top of their nails, you know, and some of my clients I can't because that's their natural nail is very thin. So I need to save as much nail bed as I possibly can. So I can't go on top buffing, you know. So every client is like a la carte. You got to deal with them different, you know. It's just not that one basic manicure, you know. This is what we do right here.
Right. Now we have a couple of questions from the chat room again, and one is it healthy to get manicures every week? Is that too much?
It depends on a client nails. Once again, you have some clients that have very strong, thick nails. They can stand to get a manicure every week. But if you have a client and their nails are very thin, no, I wouldn't advise you to get a manicure every week. What I will say, come in every 2 weeks, get your nails done, but maybe you can purchase a hardener to polish your nails in between.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Right. And what should we be looking for, good or bad, when we're visiting a new nail salon?
Cleanliness. That's the
right.
Making sure they're not using the same product.
Yes.
When I wanted to piggyback on something Sabrina said when she was saying about the tools, you're really not supposed to use tools within a 15-minute period between each client. It has to soak. That's why we have more than one set of tools. But when you finish with your tools, automatically when I finish with mine, I put them in the cleaner. That's the time that I'm polishing the client. The client, you know, we talking, they're drying, you know, whatever the case may be. So, therefore, that is my 20-minute increment, you know, my time before my next client comes. So just make sure you go somewhere where they're clean, professional, and they're willing to listen to you on what your needs are, you know, for your nails.
Mm-hmm. Are you all ever offended if someone brought their own tools?
Absolutely.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was not at all. Same question.
We used to do that, keep the client tools for them, but it became such a hassle trying to keep the clients, you know, and then charging them extra to keep the little kit, and then finding the proper place to store it and keep it. So, you know, that became a hassle, but I don't have a problem with a client. We have some clients, well, I know Sabrina had this day that would bring hers in a little Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which I would tell her, don't keep it zipped up in that bag. Make sure you
that same bag.
Breathe, you know.
Right.
You know, go tell her, don't get yourself in a germ.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She thinks she's doing something.
I know, right. She thinks she's got it zipped up in a plastic bag, yeah.
Well, I know I started doing that one time. I purchased a little kit, like from Sally's or something like that, or one of the, you know, beauty suppliers. And I took it to the salon, you know, Asian beauty salon, and they were looking at me like I was
offended. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they can send it. But I'm offended when I'm sitting there watching them use the same stuff that they use on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, can I have a new one of those? Or can I have a different one? And they act like they don't want to pull that out. But one of the things I noticed is the little you know, the little things that you that they put on you, your feet after a pedicure, like for your, you know, flip flops or
whatever. They should only be used once. Actually, the client should leave the facility with them toes separated. If anyone ever asks you to give them back, you know they're going to reuse it. That should be the last pedicure there.
Well,
okay, you know, and it's so bad that when our new clients come in, they were like, do you need these back? I'm like, I can take them and toss them. We use one per client. Or you can take them if you want to polish your toes another time at home by yourself. You know, and
yeah,
so
let
funny.
Your child use them or take them to the hotel. We tell them, take your pedicure shoes to the hotel, which you pack them in your luggage and make them shower shoes. You know, anything. But we don't reuse that stuff. I don't want something between my toes that somebody else had.
Right. No.
Right.
And I'll say that I went to this Asian salon, and the thing about this particular salon, it looked nice inside. It was nice and neat, and it wasn't like one of those where they have, like, you know, 12 operators working. It was only, like, maybe 4 nail tables, but they had a lot of pedicure stations. But they collected the little flip-flop thingies that, you know, that the people had on. Now, my thing was, well, maybe they're collecting them to throw them out.
No.
But I was thinking, well, why couldn't the people just put them in the trash? But this pile was so big, it was like spilling over. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, no, I'm not even going to ask. So the next time I went in there, I was wearing my own flip-flop.
We also use one bump per client. I'm sorry, Charlotte. That's the big thing.
We also use one buffer per client. I mean, some things you just shouldn't reuse. It's just like me taking a washcloth, washing my face, and then handing it to you until you wash your face. That's nasty.
Right, but see, that's the funny thing right there, what she just said. She said when she saw that, she said the next time she came back, she bought her own shoes. Like, why even go back and you don't know
right.
what else?
Right, I wouldn't even go.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
I was out of town one time, and I needed my we were going to a wedding, and we needed some stuff done, and we just saw wrong of what these people were doing in the nail salons. And then here in Atlanta, I'm just exhausted. We had something going on. Couldn't do each other. I was like, okay, what's the worst that could happen? Let me go get, you know, a quick pedicure. The lady took my toenail polish off, which was clear with cotton. And since I had clear on and it didn't change the cotton, she put it back in her drawer. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, she put it back with all the cotton because I guess she was going to use that over again. And that same day, I had my own flip-flops, of course, and I was getting clear put back on. So before I knew it, I think I was observing everything else going on. And this was a new facility because it was a new shopping plaza just put up. So how nasty can they be? And they just opened. So I, before you knew it, I was so busy looking around, checking out everything else to see how it was. She put the used toe separator out of the big pile that you say. And between my toes, I freaked out. I was like, take them out. But, yeah, that's crazy. And I've never been back. You're going to put some used toe separators between my toes and put my cotton balls, if I had clear on, put my cotton back in the cotton bin? Are you kidding? Yeah, not good. Not good.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
Oh, and
all
these
of them are
stores
like that,
yeah. Stores, they get worse. You said what, Charlotte?
All of the salons aren't like that. You got to clean it up.
No, all of them not, but I mean, you know, you have some.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just say, I remember when I used to go to Saya Salon and Spa to get my hair done. And I remember, well, of course, when I first started, I think it was back in 99, and that was when Saya was just on Peachtree. And I remember the little section that you all had, it was always packed. Like, every time I walked in there, I would just look to the right. You all always had clients, always. And I'm just saying this because I'm so proud of you all. I think, like, every time I hear Sabrina Charlinda or I may see one of you out or something or you know, just to hear your name, or I just hear the twins, or, you know, I always smile because I just remember when you all were at Saya, and then I remember when you, you know, when you first had your salon, and then I think you all went back into Saya.
Yeah, we merged back in with them. They opened
right.
up another salon, yeah. So we merged
right.
back in with them, yeah.
Yeah, and then after they finally closed, you all did your salon
mm-hmm.
thing again. But it's just really good to see you all from back then to where you all are now. And, you know, you're still doing it. You're still, you know, and especially, like, with the movie thing now, you all are doing the movies and stuff now. And it's funny because whenever I'm doing a movie and somebody says they need a nail person and people are like, oh, I'm going to call so-and-so, and I'm thinking, well, why don't they call, you know, Sabrina and Charlinda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, right now, this is Sabrina. We just finished up, I can go back a little bit with a couple movies that we did. We did Martin Lawrence when he was here doing Big Mama's House. Then we worked
mm-hmm.
with Katherine Heigl when she was here doing the two different movies that she was doing and the cover of In Style magazine. And we did Queen Latifah when she was here with Dolly Parton doing Joy for Noise.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on that movie set. Now we're doing Dana Filler. And
mm-hmm.
then Single Ladies, did Dana, Queen Latifah for Single Ladies. And then we are now working with Ben Stiller doing his
mm-hmm.
nails for Neighborhood Watch that they're filming
mm-hmm.
here in Atlanta. And then, of course, we do Tyler Perry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we got going on, Charlinda?
On a side note, I just want to thank you for allowing us to do this. And I also want to just say thank you for just admiring us from afar, because I would have, you know how sometimes you think you work so hard and you're not recognized. And, you know, for you
mm-hmm.
to say you saw us from back at Say Our Days and over in that little
mm-hmm.
corner, and, you know, it was so funny because our client used to be like, yeah, we're going to the twin shop. And I was like, this is not our shop. Stop saying it. You know, you're coming to say, you know, so yeah, we're going to the twin shop. Oh, I'm up at the twin shop. Come by the twin shop. And I'm like, no, it's not the twin. But, you know, and then when we did merge back with Tanya and Mike at Saya, you know, and just for, you know, the reasons why they closed, you know, it was just God telling us this was what we was destined to do, to have our own salon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was something that was given, you know, we worked so hard and it was given to us by God, not someone else, you know. So
mm-hmm.
someone could just give you something and then, you know, you don't love and cherish it and work hard at it. But this is something we worked hard at and was given to us by God. And, you know, for us to close Tula Two down, you know, thinking, oh, my goodness, because let me just correct you. A lot of people was thinking, oh, Tula Two closed down because of the economy, you know, 4 years ago or 5 years, however, whatever the economy first, you know, started sinking. It was, you know, Tula Two closed. Tula Two closed with money in the bank. We shut Tula Two down, panicking, thinking, well, you know, when everybody started losing their job, they're not going to have money. This is not something top on the list. You know, they can cut this out. They can care less about nails. So we kind of panicked, and we shut Tula Two down, you know.
And let me correct this. It costs a lot to run a business. So by
right.
merging in with somebody, your cost actually goes down a lot.
Right.
So they needed nail care services that
yep.
they weren't able to keep up when we left, because Mike and Tanya that own Say Our Salon and Spa, they would always say it's hard to find good nail techs. So they
mm-hmm.
always had a hair side, but once we left our hair side, but not a good nail side. So it was a
mm-hmm.
good opportunity for both of us. It was their salon. They just had a nail side that wasn't doing anything. So we
mm-hmm.
actually merged back in with them, did that, and they didn't close because of them. It was a bad business deal with something of the owner that sold it to him. That was a bad business deal. So they didn't close because of them. So once that dissolved and went away, we merged in Lenox Mall with a young lady who owned an Indian lady who owned a threading shop. And she
mm-hmm.
was okay, but her husband was a little bit on the crazy side. So, you know, the two cultures didn't mix because, you know, in our culture, you know, we voice our opinion. In their culture, women are not supposed to be voicing their opinion and be businesswomen and do what they do. And, you know, so he didn't, we didn't see too much eye with him once we got there, stayed there for a year and built up, you know, their nail part
right.
of their business. So then we was like, okay, we know what to do. We know how to do this. We've always been entrepreneurs, and
right.
we can open up we know how to open up a business in one day. So that's what we do. Just turned around the next day when it didn't work out with her husband, and we reopened Two La Two back up. So a lot of people was putting on the blogs that Two La Two closed down and Two La Two this, and, you know, Charlene the mayor, the key from 112, this, that, and other. And like Charlene would say, Two La Two nail salon closed down because we closed it down. And,
right.
you know, and we reopened it up, and we reopened it up, the boutique, bigger than what we had the first time. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and
you know what? That just sounds to me like very smart business moves.
Yeah, I just want to thank our clients as well, because with reopening and the economy still hasn't really gotten back to where it was, you know, it's still kind of shaky, iffy, but we've been blessed to have clients still come in, and Two La Two doors are opening, and, you know, like a revolving door, clients are coming in, and I'm still saying to myself, like, man, this is a blessing, because they don't have to come and get this done. But when you're good to people and loyal to people, you know, I guess they feel like coming in, spending a few dollars on getting my nails done is something I need. Like Sabrina was telling you, we're personal. We love our clients. We know our clients, the family, history, everything. So, you know, I just thank God that we were able to open back up and still, you know, and I still don't know how, well, I know it's working by God, but, you know, it's a blessing because, you know, we hear some people saying, you know, I'm slow, I don't have clients, but sometimes too, I'm like, Sabrina, I'm going to scratch my book today, I got to get out of here, you know. So that's a blessing to be able to, you know, have to steal time away from work.
Right.
And then when we have our downtime, we do understand that that's just God giving us time to do something else, because we, you know, when we're
Absolutely.
Busy, we're busy. But when we have that downtime, we're like, okay. And you know, and I don't want any of the listeners to get this twisted. It is some days that we are not busy. That's just business. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you
right.
have that downtime and you're not busy, it's not like
you may
every
need to
day
be working on your website. You may need to be
right.
working on designing some postcards to send out to your clients that you haven't seen in a while. So that's what Ms. Brenna called the downtime of not being busy.
Or you might just need a movie break. You can go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just, you know, to keep your job exciting, so, or keep it going, because it's always something you can do new to gain an extra client. You know, send out some 10% off cards or $10 off cards, you know, or call your client and say, hey, I haven't seen you. What's been going on with you? I just called and check on you, and guarantee they're going to say, well, you know, I put my book for Thursday. Yeah, I can come in
right.
Thursday. So it's giving
yep.
you time to do what you need to do. So downtime isn't bad time. Downtime is
oh.
things that you need to get done.
And a lot of people think that just because you do these industry clients, or, you know, that you're just busy all the time, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and this is the thing that Charlinda and myself do. We actually balance each other. Like you were saying that when we first started talking, that
mm-hmm.
how you went one direction and you did everything. Like, I would start something and Charlinda would finish it. Or Charlinda would start it. Charlinda liked doing all the tedious stuff. You know, like, we have a lot of things under the umbrella of 2x2. We have an event planning company. We have interior decorating company. We have an accessory side to our salon, to our boutique. We just made one, the other nail room that the nail techs didn't work in is now an accessory boutique. We have accessories there. And we do all kinds of things. I mean, we're so creative that we can create something out of absolutely nothing. So when Charlinda starts something, I finish it. I always call myself the X, because I always say I execute things and I just want to come through, like, you know, at the end and just finish it up. You know, so, you know, we are on the same page with you. Yeah, we are on the same page.
Yeah, I drop the ball a lot. Charlinda dropped the ball a lot. Sabrina got to finish it. So that's
and
I mean,
so
but it works. So we know what we do. We know what part we play best. Because I can't help you pick out, you know, when we do our weddings or our events, I can help you with the color. I know what I like, but we're not getting ready to go past 5 colors. You picking out 10 colors, it just drives me crazy. Shalinda will pick out 50 colors for you. And I'm like, just go ahead. She'll pick out 200 flowers. She'll do all that stuff. And I don't have the patience for that. Just tell me which one you want, and we're going to rock and roll with that one. So even with the salon, like, we have to be on the same page. Like, every time we make a decision about the salon, like, even if it's something as simple as buying towels. Like, right now, we're trying to change the color of the towel, but we have to agree on changing that color for the towels, or either, you know, if we're going to put up, like, right now, she want to change the light in one of the hallways. So now that's a little task. We have to say, okay, cool, until we come to a happy medium, and then we're like, okay, cool, that's that right there. So we actually balance each other out and work well with each other. And both of us being partners and owners, we have to agree to doing what we need to do. And sometimes it's an argument longer than a week, but we get it done.
You two sound like two other people I know.
Right. But we do twin studies, so we understand how it goes. You know, like, we used to do a lot of twin studies when we was at home and answer all those questionnaires and all that stuff. So, yeah, we sound like the other people on the other end of this phone.
Uh-huh. Right.
Exactly.
Oh,
but it
man.
It all works. But we thank you, ladies, because we're at the end of our show. We thank you so much for joining us. Some of the people in the chat room, I'm just going to read a couple of comments they were making really quick. Danny says she enjoyed listening to the show. She says they are very willing to share information. She says, I've learned so much in less than 60 minutes. Brandolyn says, I'm loving the honesty. Thank you, ladies. Let's see. These ladies are great, so sweet. Well, I saw some more comments, but everyone enjoyed listening to
you all. Hold
on,
let the listeners know if they get our numbers, they can always call us. We do not have a problem. And if you call me when I'm working on a client, I may be like, oh, call me back. But my thing is call us, ask us any questions you have. And you want, I'll give you my personal cell phone number. You can call, so call the salon. I'll give you the personal number. If it's something we need to talk about once I get off work and done with a client, I don't have a problem.
And give us your salon number real quick. Give out the salon number. And any tell us what you are on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff.
Okay, I'm going to let Sabrina have that. She's great at that. Go ahead, Brenda.
That's funny because she always get it all mixed up. That's why she don't know. Okay, the salon, Tulatu Nail Salon and Company, it's located 375 Far Road, that's P-H-A-R-R, Far Road, Suite 212 in Atlanta, Buckhead, Atlanta. And the telephone number is 404-869-3600. Again, that number is 404-869-3600. And we are on Twitter at Celeb Nail Techs. Nail Techs, that's our Twitter name, Celeb Nail Techs. And our Facebook page is Nail Tech Twins. Okay, now the reason why all this stuff does not say Tulatu, our publicist, Nicole, she just set this up when we were not Facebook savvy and Twitter savvy. She just kept saying, y'all need a page, y'all need a page. So immediately she made us these pages. And I have to be honest with you guys. She was the one that was tweeting. She was the one that was Facebooking and all that stuff. But now I do it. I do it more than Charlene to do it. I tweet, I Facebook, I answer everything. So, again, in case I messed that up, the Twitter page is at Celeb Nail Techs. The Facebook page is Nail Tech Twins. And when you go on the Nail Tech Twin page, we will accept you there, and you'll find our personal pages on our business page as well. So I'll hear from you guys.
Charlinda says she don't have time. She got a husband and two kids.
I know I'm very nervous about the Facebook. When I try to post a picture or put something and it asks me a question, I was like, oh, no, they're going to get my social security number. I mean, I'm just like, that internet stuff is like a beast. I'm like, Oh, no, I don't know what they're talking about. Let me get up off of here. No. So Sabrina is into that. I'm learning.
And I just got on it because we actually joined. We do a lot. I just got a brain freeze when I was just trying to say that we're not just manicures, owners of Two Latu Nails. We do everything, but we actually have a group, a nonprofit organization, a missions group that we do called Beyond the Game, and we actually go to Africa and feed over 300 kids. We make home visits in Swaziland, Africa, and it's like in the woods, not the. You know, we go to care points, we go to schools, we're building a school over there. The school is finished with Shanita Foster and George Foster. And it's their baby, but we just joined their group. And it's about 12 of us young ladies who actually is a part of Beyond the Game. So hanging out with those girls and doing everything that we're doing, we tweet all the time, we Facebook all the time. So we just kind of had to get on board with doing all that. So now with our business, that's all we do is tweet and Facebook all the time. So since Charlena's scared they're going to get her Social Security number, I'll let them get mine, but her number's just two numbers different from mine, so they'll find her fast.
Right?
They'll find her just trying to get to you.
Just trying to get to me, right. Two wrong numbers, and they got her first anyway.
Right,
how about that?
Right.
Well...
Oh my God. Well, we have to do this again, ladies. So if you guys don't mind having us again, Sabrina and myself, we are, I say, characters in a sense, because we will let loose and just enjoy ourselves and just be honest, you know, and that's the only way we know how to be.
And when our clients come in, that's the first thing they'll say is, I mean, I just didn't know that you guys were, I said, what did you guys think? I mean, you know, it's no faking over here. It is what it is, you know. It is, you know, we keep it real with our clients.
Good. I have enjoyed this, but we will definitely love to have you guys back.
Okay, great. And now my son is calling me. I have to get him off to bed, but he should have been in bed. But they only have 3 more days in school before they're out for the week, so he's up a little later. But thank you, ladies, so much. And like I said, we would love to do this again. I really did enjoy myself.
Good. Thank you.
And we'll be scheduling appointments very, very soon, like this weekend. So expect to see us soon.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies, and y'all enjoy y'all week.
Okay, you too.
Okay, thank you. Bye, ladies.
All right, good night. Thank you to all of our listeners out there who listened to the show tonight. Leave us a comment here on Blog Talk Radio or on our Facebook page or even on Twitter. Let us know what you think about tonight's show. Again, if you have any questions for the ladies, I am posting the salon number up on the site. And you can also, I have posted address as well, just in case anybody in Atlanta is interested in going out to their salon. So if you have any questions about nail care, check the ladies out, hit them up, and get your questions answered. And we thank them again for being on the show tonight to answer questions about nail care. And, you know, we really didn't get into their celebrity work too much and working as a manicurist. With celebrities and on the film sets and photo shoots and that kind of thing. But the next time that they join us here on Beauty Talk, we will definitely get into that. But we wanted to get some of the nail care questions that I had coming in answered tonight. So thank you again for joining us. And we have scheduled January 8th as our very first show of 2012. So join us back then. This is our last show for the year. Next Sunday, we'll be traveling. The following Sunday is Christmas, and the following Sunday after that is New Year's. I think it's New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. I can't remember which one.
New Year's Day.
It's New Year's Day. Okay. So that's holiday time. So we just wish you all a very wonderful and blessed Christmas holiday season. Thank you for your support throughout 2011. And for those who have been with us from the very beginning since December 30th of 2008. Thank you for continuing to follow us and support us. And we are looking forward to making
year number four
a very big year. So
yes,
to keep supporting and tell everybody about Beauty Talk. Thank you so much and have a great night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.